Now the United Nations weapons inspectors have to read it all. Today, Iraq turned over 12,000 pages of documents about its nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, as required by a UN resolution. Iraq says it has no weapons of mass destruction. The United States says any Iraqi deception could trigger a war. We have two reports tonight, and we start with NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, I gather that the international press actually banged down doors to get a look at these documents today in Baghdad.
That's right. The Iraqi press conference had been delayed several times in the course of the day for several hours. And then all the journalists were led in a high-speed chase through Baghdad to a compound bristling with security. This was the complex where the declaration had been prepared, and camera crews jostled to get in for the viewing, indeed smashing a glass door. All this just to see volumes of documents laid out on a table. There were more than 12,000 pages plus a few CD-ROMs entitled Currently Accurate, Full and Complete Declaration.
But I gather that other than that title, no one is telling you what is in the documents.
And that's right. We weren't permitted to leaf through any of the documents, but we got some hints. General Hussam Amin, who supervised the preparation of the declaration, said repeatedly today, Iraq has no weapons of mass destruction. Now, in addition to detailing past and present weapons programs, Iraq also was required to report on all chemical, biological, and nuclear programs, even if not weapon-related. So that's what's included in a lot of those documents. Now, Amin said the declaration will answer all the questions which have been addressed during the last months and years about Iraq's weapons programs. And he made two particularly tantalizing comments. It's not exactly clear what they mean, but he suggested the Iraqis had come clean on issues that had fudged in the past. And he said the declaration named companies and countries which had helped develop its weapons of mass destruction in the past. He concluded by saying that if the U.S. has the minimum level of fairness and braveness, it should accept the report as truth.
Well, now, the White House has been insisting that war is not necessarily inevitable. What do the Iraqis say?
They're also clearly worried that war is inevitable. At this point, though, the ball has shifted to the U.S. court. The Bush administration, as you notice, said it has information confirming Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction. Now, the inspectors here say it's time for the U.S. to provide that information now that the Iraqis have come up with their declaration so that the inspectors can follow up on that information.
Before we leave Baghdad here, Anne, I gather that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein put out an interesting statement today. What was he talking about?
Well, it was very peculiar. Given the fact Iraqis are worried about a war, the comments by Saddam Hussein in the form of a letter directed to the Kuwaiti people were rather provocative. They were essentially designed to turn the Kuwaitis against their government and the United States. Saddam did apologize to the people of Kuwait for the pain Iraq's 1990 invasion caused. But he still blamed the Kuwaiti government and the U.S. government for forcing Iraq to invade. And then he then went on to say, the Kuwaitis were being had by the U.S., and he praised Kuwaitis who had shot U.S. soldiers based in their country.
NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. Anne, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to follow the documents, as it were. One copy of these documents is headed to New York, we're told, in a black tote bag with a red United Nations seal. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is in New York City and near the United Nations headquarters. Vicky, what happens next?
The documents are expected to arrive here in New York tomorrow. And at that point, UN weapons inspectors and analysts will begin to go through the material. And according to Hans Blix, who is the chief UN weapons inspector, the first thing they're going to do is to look for sensitive information that they would not want to be made public that might provide the wrong sorts of people with information about how to obtain or how to manufacture chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. There's great concern that once those documents are turned over to the 15 members of the UN Security Council that they might somehow be leaked. There's a long history of leaks once documents get to the Security Council. After that material, the sensitive material, has been edited out, it will be turned over to the 15 Security Council members to take back to their governments.
And we should mention that another copy of these documents is going to Vienna, where the International Atomic Energy Agency will look at them. Vicky, I want to know something about sharing of information here. I know there have been a lot of questions about how much the United States could gain from these inspections. Does the U.S. get a complete copy of this disclosure to look over?
Well, Hans Blix said yesterday that the edited version is what Security Council members will get. Now, whether the five permanent members of the Security Council, which includes the U.S., might get the full version, you know, is sort of up in the air. That really isn't clear.
And now the U.S. has said all along that it has evidence that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. So the next question is, if this is a 12,000-page denial, what does the United States do next?
Well, there's going to be tremendous pressure on the United States to provide some proof of the allegations that it's been making. Hans Blix said yesterday here in New York that if any country has information that might tell the inspectors where to go and what to look for, they really ought to turn it over so that the inspectors can have a little more help in doing their job.
What could trigger a war in this situation?
According to statements by Bush administration officials, there isn't going to be any immediate trigger. You know, the administration has said that if there are false statements, you know, in the declaration made by Iraq, that that would constitute a material breach of the UN resolution requiring Iraq to disarm. But they also said that they would not do anything immediately if that were the case, that they would allow the UN weapons inspectors to go back into Iraq and to try to verify things on the ground.
Sounds like one possible consequence here, or one possible result here, is that you would end up with a bunch of lawyers arguing over exactly what's in this document and whether Iraq is precisely legally in compliance or not.
Well, I think that this debate has always come down to politics, international politics, and what one country views as a violation another country might not.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York. Vicky, thanks very much.
Thank you.